Well, some of the most contentious parts of the deal have been watered down or suspended, but sceptics remain worried about the reach it provides for global corporations to protect their vested interests. Peter Lloyd reports.
Since it began, proponents have called the Trans-Pacific Partnership a trade deal, but critics say it's much more, a roadmap for surrendering sovereignty and giving more power to big business at the expense of consumers. Academic Dr. Patricia Ranald is the convener of the Australian Fair Trade and Investment Network.
We think it's a bad agreement, and Australia already has free trade agreements with all but three of the TPP partners, and we really don't need this agreement in terms of market access. There will be some market access gains, but we don't believe that they compensate for the restrictions on the ability of government to regulate.
The text of the latest agreement has not been made public, but the ABC has confirmed that the mechanism that drew most concern remains in place. It's called the Investor-State Dispute Settlement Process, ISDS. It allows corporations to sue Australia if they feel they're being unfairly denied access to Australia's markets. Only the grounds on which they can take that action have been narrowed. It's already happened when Philip Morris took on Australia after the government made Big Tobacco stop selling branded cigarettes. On Radio National Breakfast today, Trade Minister Steve Chobo was insisting the ISDS process is no big deal.
I mean, for example, let's be clear. Australia won the action with respect to plain packaging.
But there was still an action.
And Fran, you know, people could turn around and sue you for defamation this morning, but it doesn't mean that they're going to be successful because they decide to bring an action against you.
But fair trade campaigner Dr. Patricia Ranald doesn't see it quite the same way.
Even when governments win cases, they lose a lot. That case took 5 years to settle, and it cost the government... It's been estimated it cost the government $50 million just in legal fees, but the government has refused to release the details of what it actually cost.
The previous text of the TPP included stronger monopoly rights for big pharmaceuticals on medicines used to treat cancer and other serious illnesses. It was entrenching a system that maintained pills that cost, in some cases, thousands of dollars per treatment. Researcher Dr. Deborah Gleeson says that's been suspended but not eliminated from the latest draft.
Some recent research that I did with colleagues showed that it could cost the pharmaceutical benefit scheme hundreds of millions of dollars per annum.
Public health advocates who'd been lobbying for stronger labelling advice on wine and spirits, including warnings about the dangers of alcohol on unborn children, also say the TPP is bad news. They believe the trade pact guarantees alcohol producers total control over what appears on their product labels. Robin Room is an alcohol policy scholar at La Trobe University.
Australian alcoholic beverage labelling is very deficient from a public health point of view, and some future government would be unable to remedy that.
Again, that's not the view in government. Trade Minister Steve Chobo insists the sovereignty of state and federal law remains intact, and not just in health, but also in labour law, protecting Australian jobs, pay and conditions.
Peter Lloyd.